Is there any part of our lives that's predestined or fated to occur?
As you set forth your thoughts today about your future, let us say your future of 10 years from now, or let us say your future of tomorrow, as you set forth those thoughts about your future, you begin a sort of pre-paving. It is not a predestiny, in other words, it does not have to be, but you begin through your thought to pre-pave that time that you will enter into. Understanding that, you understand there is much about your future that has been pre-paved. Some of it, perhaps the pre-paving beginning even before your physical emergence into this expression of life. But it is important to understand there is nothing that has been set into motion at a time when your intentions might have been different than they are now, that must now be, now that you have new intentions. You are continually setting forth thoughts that may alter the course of that which you are attracting.
Okay, but let's say I become a blended being, and what I'm wanting to learn is, what is my true path that I should be on in this lifetime? Can I learn that path from my inner being?
You can. By moving forward in the direction of that which brings forth positive emotion, and by not moving forward in the direction of that which brings forth negative emotion, you will discover your path. Of course, there are many who enter and leave physical experience who do not discover it. It is of great advantage to recognize that you have an inner being that exists, that can offer some communication, that can give you more explicit guidance, guidance that goes even beyond feeling.
But there is no path that we're destined to continue to walk along.
That is correct. There is a difference from our perspective between your term path and between your term intention or purpose or that which you intended to be. There is nothing that should be or must be, not even that which you intended specifically. You had very general intentions.
Take Esther, for instance. Was she chosen to do this particular work she's doing right now at another level?
Before her birth into physical expression, she agreed with those who are of the non-physical family of Abraham that she would be speaker for us in this time, as she has been speaker for us in many of her physical life experiences. As Esther emerged into physical life experience, she is dominant. What we mean by that is if she chooses not to speak for Abraham, she has that right of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And while there would be some disappointment here, it is her right of choice. Her right to be or do what she is wanting is dominant, even above the intentions that she held as she emerged into physical expression of life.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, her greatest satisfaction, her greatest positive emotion will come forth as she chooses those things in physical perspective that harmonize with the intentions that she held as she came into physical expression. And so as she is speaking for Abraham, she is receiving great satisfaction because she is doing that which she has intended to do, you see. And because her intention for uplifting others, her intention for assisting others in understanding, her intention to be teacher, many of her intentions in physical, as your intentions in physical, are being satisfied through this experience, you see. The reason that you are drawn to many of the experiences that you are drawn to through your physical perspective is because your inner being has been prompting or guiding, in a sense.